Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
Let's read this parable tonight, Matthew 25, starting with verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to the one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received the 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered me 5 talents. Look, I've gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to them, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I've gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there, you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reaped where I had not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away, and cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Lord is speaking to us tonight, and he's letting us know that he is giving us each abilities. He is giving us assignments according to our ability. Amen. He's not going to give the person 5 talents who can't handle 5 talents at that point. He's going to give the person the 1 talent who can deal with that 1 talent. But God is always into multiplication, and God is always wanting to multiply your life. Amen. And God is wanting to multiply the kingdom of God, and he has put it in our hands. The Spirit of the Sovereign God is upon you. Amen. He has anointed you. Amen. The anointing of God is upon us as believers, and he has given us authority. Luke 10:19, he has given us a badge. Do you know we're like deputies for Jesus? We've been given his name above every name. You've been deputized in the name of Jesus. Amen. You can lay hands on the sick and they can recover. And God has given you spiritual gifts and abilities and talents. Amen. But what are we going to do with those talents? What are we waiting for? Why are we not using those talents? I want to learn from this text tonight. I want to be the man or woman of God that's going to take what God has given me and not be afraid of what someone's going to think about me, not being afraid that I'm not good enough, don't know enough, can't do what I need to do. I want to be able to use what God has put in our hand. We need to be determined as men and women of God to take what is in our hand, to take those gifts, to take those talents, to take those abilities and the things that he has given to us and be faithful with it. Amen. If we're not going to plant a seed into the ground, nothing is going to happen. Because I can have that box of seeds and I didn't put my garden in this year, but I'm going to wait on the fall garden. Amen. But I've got those seeds and I've got them in the cabinet and I've got ground outside, but they're not going to grow me anything as long as they're sitting in the laundry room and that package in there. Amen. I've got to do something with them, and we've got to do something with what God has given us. Amen. I don't want to be the one that has what we have is taken away. What are the priorities in our life? If we had that God's given us, whatever that may be, whatever talent, whatever gift, and there's many, many here tonight. What is our priorities that are getting in the way tonight? What is the barriers that we have to cross tonight? Amen. God, we need to learn from this scripture text tonight that we all have a part to play and we all have something to do. And I think about it this way. If I was teaching a kindergarten class, I'm not going to ask somebody in kindergarten to do an algebra problem. So I don't have to be afraid like this servant was afraid that got the 1 talent. I don't have to be afraid and bury it because there's a place. Amen? There's something for each of us to do. So we don't have to get in fear of ourselves, but we can know that God is calling us. Amen. And sometimes we just need to step out and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm going to obey you. Yes, Lord. I know you've called me. I don't feel worthy. I don't feel like I can do anything, but I'm not going to nullify your word. Your word says that I'm called. Your word says that the gifts are without repentance. He's put gifts in you. Amen. And he wants you to be faithful to use those gifts. He's not displeased tonight with your faithfulness to the house of God. He's not displeased tonight with your walk of holiness and the study of the word. But it's like he's asking us as his church. And I was hearing the Holy Spirit speak this to my heart several weeks ago. More than one time, what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? And you might be the one tonight that you are winning souls every day. And you might be the one tonight where you've had problems with some of these barriers and anxiety and some of these areas, but God is wanting you to understand that he's waiting for you to step out. He's waiting for you to step out even a little bit, even phone calling, even talking to our neighbors, even just showing ourselves friendly. Whatever we can do, let's do it. Amen. Let's be determined to do whatever we can do, because tonight God is trying to show us some of our inward attitudes and some of the priorities that we have that maybe have been put in the wrong way. Amen. That maybe the things that have gotten in the way, and he wants us to be able to step out and do what he's put in our hand. To use it for his glory, not to be in fear. Now I want to go to Acts 4.
Hi, this is Pastor Christine Shippey. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast today. It's our hope that you've been encouraged. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email, give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.